correct.
Mind with Steve Bonk and I'm Scott Hillen. Call us up at 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind. 701-258-0550. Some calls last hour on a number of different topics. Immigration reform. There's a new poll out that suggests that we're all singing Kumbaya on immigration proposals in Congress. We want our senators to support this legislation. In fact, according to this poll, 41% strongly agree there are North Dakota senators should support this legislation because everyone agrees our immigration system is broken and this bill is tough but fair. 59% said it's very important that the U.S. fix its immigration system this year. Where are you at on the current proposals for immigration reform? And do you buy, by the way, the political argument that if Republicans don't go along with this, there'll be demographic death spirals to follow?
We're in a death spiral already because of immigration. You know, it's under the guise of cheap labor, but cheap labor is not free, and it's not cheap. There's nothing cheap about having illegals in this country draining our services. When I lived in Portland, Oregon, and this just scared the crap out of me, it's actually a destination state because once you get a driver's license, then you can get a Social Security card and right down the line. The state of Oregon actually helped illegal aliens get that driver's license. They would, I forget what they call them, something or other, consular is what they put on seminars for illegal aliens to get driver's licenses and help them on the path to getting a Social Security number. That would just horribly wrong, absolutely horribly wrong in my mind. It's, and I equate it to somebody breaking into your house and then you letting them stay. It's just, there's got to be a ramification for coming into this country legally versus illegally. What are your thoughts? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can contact us, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's go to Daniel in Stanley. Daniel, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I might have something to say about it. I'm an immigrant myself from Ireland, and I paid $38,000 to come here and get my citizenship. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, thank you, sir. As far as I'm concerned, you know, it's not people like me that go through the process legally. The way I see it is that if they turn around and do this, then they ought to send me a check for $35,000 because, you know, there are a lot of immigrants that come here legally from different countries and for different reasons. And we have to go through a 7 to 10 year process. We have to pay a large amount of money between the lawyers and everything else. And then they're just going to turn around and hand this to the people that didn't do it correctly. I really don't see that as a fair thing. You know, I mean, if they're going to do this, it's basically telling people like me and like other people that have done it the right way that, you know, well, thanks for doing it the right way. Thanks for paying the $35,000. But now we're going to use that to fund everybody else who hasn't gone about it correctly.
Daniel, walk me through the process a little bit. There's a lot of different ways to legally come to this country. Walk us through your process real briefly. What did you do to become a citizen? Why did you want to become a citizen? And then you said it took you 10 years to go through that path?
Yes, sir. I'm 31, and I started the process when I was 17. My family's been moving here for generations. I'm from Northern Ireland, and there's a lot of different reasons why people don't necessarily want to stay there. First, you have to go through getting the sponsorship. That has to be cleared through background checks and everything like that. That took about a year and a half. Then after that, I got a non-working visa as a student. So I came here as a student originally, and that took about a year and a half. And then I got a working visa, and then, of course, a green card, and then my citizenship. So there's like a 4 or 5 stage process that a person would have to go through. It starts with applying. And the application process can take anywhere from a few months to a couple of years. I happen to, like I said, I have to have family that's been coming here for a long time, so that kind of helped. But I know some people, it takes them 7 or 8 years even just to get the work visa approval.
So you see this new proposal that's being debated as basically a free pass to anybody that's come here illegally, even though they,
right.
Sales job on this is that they get the back of the line and go through, the system like anybody else. But you still see that as rewarding people that cheated.
Not only rewarding people that cheated, but this is something else you have to take into consideration too, is that a lot of politicians, and I'm not pointing any fingers, but a lot of them, they love getting elected by saying things about illegal immigration, and then they hire illegal immigrants for their various businesses, and the reason they do that is very simple. Anybody that's a legal immigrant, whether they're from Ireland, Mexico, Russia, Ethiopia, wherever they come from, they're not going to work. We're not going to work for any less wages than anybody else. So we're not exactly competing with anybody else more than the basic level of, who's a better candidate for the job. Whereas the person that's an illegal alien, they come here, are coming here mostly to make money, and they're stuck in a position where they can't complain about making, let's say, $6 an hour and working 16 hours a day. The real beneficiary from this is, of course, the businesses that hire these people.
Appreciate the call very much, Daniel and Stanley. Thank you. Sally, Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Are you buying this survey that North Dakotans are all gaga over the proposals for immigration reform in Congress right now?
I don't know who's taking that poll, but if people do believe that, then I'm afraid they hold our country in fairly low esteem. Why should we hold ourselves so cheaply? Now, if you take a look at the gentleman that just called from Northern Ireland, he felt it was worth it to come and go through the process, which was painstaking and lengthy. And the reward at the end of that was he becomes a citizen of this country and a taxpayer and a contributor to our society. Why should we hold citizenship to this country in such low esteem and so valueless that we should just throw it away, that we should just cast it about like, grass seed in our lawn or something? This is something that we should treasure for ourselves, and we should, offer to those who really want to participate as Americans. Now, if you take a look at what we're offering people in this country with that bill, if you take a look at what is going on in Mexico right now, the reason we're not crossing the border into Mexico is because they've got a society of corruption. It's bankrupting their country. They've got crime just out of control in Mexico, gangsters, drug cartels, violence. Why should we import that culture into our country? Now, I don't know. There's nothing that says that we can't admit Mexicans on the same basis we admit Irish people or German people or anyone else. They can go through the process. Let them do it. I would welcome that. I know people of Mexican descent and people born in Mexico who came here legally and went through the process and are the finest citizens you'll ever meet in any, no matter how you look at them. But this doesn't serve them very well, and it doesn't serve the rest of us who were born here very well either. And it says, North Dakotans apparently who answered that way on that poll don't have a very high regard for their own nation and their own history and their own culture. And I feel sorry for them. I really do.
Sally, we're supposed to be the greatest country in the world, and there needs to be a recourse for becoming a citizen of the greatest country in the world,
right?
There are.
The gentleman that was just on the phone discussed
he worked
that
his butt off, and he wanted to come here.
Process.
Yeah, good for him. Guys like Daniel and Stanley, I'm proud of people like that.
We're lucky to have them.
Thank you for the phone call, Sally.
Thank you.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you'd like to weigh in on what's on your mind, whether it's immigration today or you want to talk about those puppies out west that were buried in the hole, that's just a sad story in itself, Scott. But
well, I think most folks may want to weigh in on your suggested punishment that the perpetrator, who is known, I guess, and charges are expected to be filed against
bury him.
You've suggested that since he buried the puppies, then he ought to be buried alive.
Stick them in a hole.
Yeah. So do you agree with Steve's prairie justice for taking care of this problem?
It's not even prairie justice as much as just somebody that would do that. Something as heinous like that. Do you really want them around in society? Because what's next? They do something like that to a child?
You know what amazes me? Well, you know, I saw a story about some Native American tribes are concerned about eagles being killed by the wind turbines. And, you know, that's obviously something we ought to look into. I mean, the wind turbines right now are exempt, where oil rigs are not. So, you know, any damage to the wildlife, that's sort of a bizarre question. But whether it's the puppies or the eagles, I can't hear stories like this. And I am outraged by it. It's terrible. Obviously some sort of a monster that does this. But meanwhile, abortion is legal. You kill children, and that's okay. You know, I cannot see stories like this and not shake my head and say, there will understandably be outrage over 9 puppies being buried alive in some construction site in western North Dakota, yet we yawn the other way. It doesn't make any sense. You with me on that? Tell us. 800-228-0550. Steve says, no way, Jose. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this short timeout. Don't go away. Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Coming up the bottom of the hour, North Dakota Blue Cross Blue Shield President and CEO Paul Von Ebers talking about a little bit about some forms they're having across the state. Back to the callers. Carl in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Illegal immigration is a tool that's been available but vastly underused. It's called, maybe you've heard of it, E-Verify. Your name and Social Security number have to match. and the employer to try, oh, there could be administrative error, and there could be a percentage of that, but there could be allowances made to any problem where it doesn't match to, see if there is any administrative error, and it's an underused tool, but they don't want to use it because it would catch too many illegals, and the government could probably come in and get big fines to companies that weren't using that simple tool.
You know, it comes back to, from that standpoint, the argument I've always heard on it is the database isn't functional to the point where everybody can be on it, so you're not having everybody on the same page. Is that a big problem?
Do you think in this day and age on how they can keep track of all our phone calls and whatnot that they couldn't match Social Security numbers and your name?
Absolutely.
So think about it, but thanks. Yep.
Appreciate the call, Carl. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Here's another call wanting to weigh in on this topic.
This new immigration stuff is a bunch of baloney. Back in the olden days, people came over here by, I think the term for their sea voyage was called stowage. And I think some of our ancestors milked cows for 7 years over here when they immigrated in here. They milked cows for 7 years to pay for their stowage. And now we've got all this welfare stuff. They're going to break this country. They already have. Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate the call, and if this poll is right, everybody's all for it. Signing on, saying let's go.
I'd still like to hear somebody that had been polled. If there's somebody out there who had been polled,
yes,
get their tact.
We have the questions here, Steve, and they're pretty warm and fuzzy. I mean, so I
know, yeah. but the delivery of a poll like that on a phone poll is also lends itself to how you answer those questions. I mean, they're softballs that are designed to have you answer one specific way. I mean, who's not going to be for puppies or kids or whatever the question? It's all about how you set it up. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? John in Center, North Dakota, what is on your mind?
This country and immigration is destroying this country. I've been in 37 states, worked in 15, until you get out in the real world and see what's going on in L.A. and a lot of these other states where they're being flooded in and the crime and everything else that goes along with it. And one other thing, real unemployment is 13.9%. Tell me why we need workers to come into this country. And there's 50 million people on food stamps. If you're not good enough to go pick the lettuce, the carrots, the apples, or whatever, then guess what? You shouldn't be getting food stamps, i.e. the workers are there.
John, do you think we're isolated here in North Dakota or the upper Midwest? We don't see some of the things that are taking place around the rest of the country?
Yeah, 100%. You don't have to go that far, neither. Just go down to southern Minnesota where the packing plants and stuff are. They built a state-of-the-art detention center there. It cost millions of dollars because of the Hispanic gangs and Asian gangs down there. And I'm not saying they're bad people or either or. It just happens to be that's the two gangs that are prominent there and the crime that goes along with it. And I'm not blaming the immigrants. The companies are responsible. They're bringing them in. There's a $10,000 fine up to for each person if they get caught with them, but you never see it happen. They caught 340 of them last year, I believe it was, down there, and deported a bunch, and then the outcry was, well, they have kids and family here. Well, guess what? They should have thought of that when they did something illegally, and those companies, those packing plants, should have been fined the maximum fines to keep them from doing what they're doing.
John, are you calling your senator and telling him how you want him to vote? In this case, since you're from Center North Dakota, Senators Heitkamp or Hovind?
I've got I've got them all on speed dial on my phone, and I call them a minimum of twice a week, maybe more, and I email once a week at least, whether it's gun rights or whatever it might be. And everybody needs to do that. I don't care which issue it on is on, if they're for it or against it. That's another thing I think is wrong. People aren't getting involved. So you got to get involved, whatever side you're on in the issue.
Appreciate the call, John. Thanks. David, listening online in San Francisco to us on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, David. What's your comment?
Yeah, morning, Scott. You know, I was interested in the NSA spying and these private corporations that are doing the spying for us, and I'd kind of tie it to what that last guy was talking about. He sort of alluded to these privatized prisons, and if you know anything about what's going on in Arizona, of course, they've got the fence down there in Mexico, which is running $1 million a foot. And the governor of Arizona was very much in league with one of those privatized prisons, which was making about $1 billion a year, holding prisoners for whether the state or the federal government. And when they came up with those heavy-handed, anti-immigrant laws, they were looking at making potentially $100 billion a year, because they would be able to take people crossing the border, slam them into a privatized prison, and then leave them in there until the federal government releases them. And at the rates that they're charging, those privatized prisons would make endless money. And so there's a real crime in the privatized prisons. But the tie-in to the NSA is that when the government authorizes somebody like a prison guard, they're supposed to do some authentic training. Or if you're going to privatize the spying on us, they're supposed to have some oversight and training. But the security state is such, and in fact with the sequester, you know, they're firing the supervisors. So these corporate spies now can spy on our data. They could steal our identities in mass. And what are we going to have? No government to find out that our identities have been stolen by these private corporations? So they're taking the infrastructure that was built by the taxpayers illegally, as far as I'm concerned. They're not supposed to be spying on every phone call, every email, every fax, every photograph that's sent on Twitter or Facebook. But they're taking the infrastructure of that spying and giving it to private corporations and then killing the government, so that now these corporations can own all of our data.
David, thanks for the phone call. One more phone call before the break. Larry in Fargo, what's on your mind? Quickly.
20 seconds, Larry. Larry, go ahead. You got a quick headline for us? Larry? Are you there, Larry?
Well, he's around there somewhere.
All right. I don't know that we had him clicked on it first there, and now he's gone, unfortunately. Up against the break, Paul Von Ebers, Blue Cross Blue Shield, next. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Highway run to the midnight run. You go round and round, man.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or online, go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll get you to our Facebook. That'll get you to our Twitter feed. That'll get you to everywhere you need to be. Around the region, temperature-wise, Bismarck, Mandan, 62 this hour. Williston, 62. Dickinson, 64. Minot, 61. Garrison, 63 this hour. Jamestown, 64. 67 in Grand Forks. Fargo, the warm spot, 70 degrees in Fargo this hour. Down in South Dakota, Rapid City, 71. Miles City, Montana, 67. And Mobridge at 69 this hour.
I was checking the forecast. It looks like it'll be summer everywhere across the northern plains tomorrow. I can say, Yeah, so it looks
like a little sunburned yesterday down in the river. Yeah, I was hanging out in one of the sandbars and a little toasted.
Very nice. We have invited Paul Von Ebers, the president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield, to join us today to preview a series of forums that they will be doing around the state, beginning in Minot tonight, Williston tomorrow night. They'll be in Dickinson Wednesday, Bismarck on Thursday, Devil's Lake next Monday, Grand Forks Tuesday, Quality Inn and Suites Jamestown Wednesday, and Holiday Inn Fargo next Thursday, the 27th, a week from Thursday. So if you want to sign up for this, Blue Cross Blue Shield North Dakota businesses have been invited to these forums. Registration is required. HealthReformWorkshopsND.com. Paul, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm very well this morning, Scott. How are you and Steve?
We're doing well and appreciate you being here to answer a few questions. This is a confusing time for employers on what all the quote-unquote Affordable Care Act slash Obamacare implementation means for them. What kinds of questions are you getting, Paul, at Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Well, you know, on the employer side, employers are just confused about the huge amount of detail and the background of the law and what their responsibilities are going to be, and then also what their options are. And that's really why we're doing these forums, because we want to help individual employers walk through the complexities of the law and figure out how they want to respond to it. As I'm sure you know, employers with more than 50 employees are required under the law to offer health insurance or pay a penalty. But then even within that, individual employees, if health insurance is not affordable, according to the government's definition of affordable, through their employer, they can actually leave an employer group and go to these this new federal marketplace. So it's a very complex situation. Employers are trying to figure out how they're going to respond to it, and we simply want to get together and help answer their questions and help them think through what's best for their business.
We're talking with President and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield North Dakota, Paul Von Ebers, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, if you have any questions for our guest. Paul, what's the number one question you're receiving from business owners? What is the number one thing that they're concerned about that they don't understand with this?
Well, first of all, a lot of them are confused about the mandate itself and what the requirements of the mandate are, because it's not simply that you have to offer health insurance. It has to be health insurance that meets certain standards, and there are changes in the way that health insurance can be offered to employees. For example, we are under new rules about how we can evaluate what the cost of an employer group will be based on the age mix of the people in the group, for example. So a company that has a lot of younger employees, we may have been offering a lower price for that group in the past, and we would actually have to increase it. But if an employer has a lot of older employees, they may have gotten a higher price in the past, and we would be lowering it under the new rules. So a lot of things are changing, and employers just want to know, how does this affect me, and what do I have to do?
What are the standards?
I'm curious about the penalties. You mentioned the insurance mandates. Some of those come with penalties. What kind of peril is out there for employers to be concerned about?
Yeah, there's two different kinds of penalties. One is, if you're not offering health insurance at all, and again, this is for businesses of more than 50 employees, if you're not offering health insurance at all, then you would need to pay a penalty per employee for a year. And then also, if your coverage is not affordable for some individual employees, so you're offering health insurance, but some of your lower income employees, it's not considered affordable, they can leave your group and go to this federal marketplace, and then you need to pay in a contribution for them, and so that's assessed as a penalty as well. So those are two different penalties that are in the law.
What kind of range are these penalties? How expansive are they?
It's depending on the type of penalty, it's between $2,000 and $3,000 per year per employee. Again, if you're offering affordable coverage today, you wouldn't be paying that. And if you have less than 50 employees, you wouldn't be paying that. So it's for, you know, somewhat larger businesses that either don't offer health insurance or don't offer what the government considers to be affordable health insurance.
I've heard some people suggest that the penalty is such that if you compare it to, the cost of providing insurance, there might be actually an incentive to pay the penalty and not have it, and then put them on a different program, on a federal program, and even others suggesting that that's the design here, that's the intent, and that's where we'll drive a lot of people. What's your experience with North Dakota employers? How do they compare the fine versus what their cost would be in a typical program?
Yeah, that's a great question, Scott, and we're actually working with individual employers to model this for them. So we're happy to work with our customers to help them do the math and find out whether it would actually be cheaper to pay the penalty or not. And in general, it would be cheaper to pay the penalty for many employers. But what we're finding in North Dakota is that employers are basically deciding to wait and see. And that's simply because if they're offering health insurance today and their employees are used to it, and we have a pretty tight labor market here, it's, you know, great. We've got low unemployment, and so businesses want to retain their workers. And so most businesses are saying, well, look, even if I could save a little money by dropping my insurance, I don't want to do that, at least not in the beginning, because I'm not sure what other employers are going to do, and I don't want to lose my good employees. So we're finding a lot of caution right now And even employers who would be better off, you know, dropping their employer coverage from a financial point of view, they don't want to do it because they don't want to lose their employees. So,
but doesn't that suggest that if in fact it is, you know, the math works out better to not provide it and just say I'm going to pay the penalty and then they'll go on a, you know, on an exchange program with the, you know, a federal program that'll be separate, you don't offer it any longer. Doesn't that suggest that the current model of, you know, employer-funded insurance is probably going to be a thing of the past at some point in the future?
We do think that some employers will eventually drop coverage and send their employees into this federal marketplace. So, Scott, you know, the short answer is yes. We think that the employer insurance market is going to unravel to a certain extent. We don't know how far and we don't know how fast. What we do know is that employers aren't ready to make that jump in North Dakota now. But we are concerned about it, and we don't think that's a good thing. However, as a company, we've made the decision that the best thing we can do is just give our customers all the information we can and help them make the best decision for their company, whether that's good for us or not. You know, we think it's sort of like if you walk into a store and you ask if they have some product and they say no, but you can buy it down the street. It may, you know, it doesn't help you today, but it hopefully builds customer loyalty over time. And that's what we want to do with our customers.
When you start looking at a system where you're being encouraged to pay a fine rather than work within that system, doesn't that indicate a flaw in the system to begin with?
Well, the issue, the overall issue, and you know there is a penalty on the individual side also, after January 1st of 2014, individuals will be required to have insurance or pay a penalty. And I don't think Americans ever like the idea of government imposing a penalty. You know, that's something that it really doesn't matter what your politics are. Americans just don't like that. The idea behind it is that since insurance companies are no longer allowed to ask medical questions before accepting someone for insurance, that leaves open the possibility that people will just wait until they're sick to buy insurance. And the insurance system just doesn't work that way. You know, think about automobile insurance. If everybody could just wait until they had a dent in the car and then buy automobile insurance, that wouldn't work either. So these penalties are designed to try to get people into the system. But, you know, this is the way politics works. Because Americans don't really like penalties, Congress imposed penalties that are relatively small, and so we're not sure that they'll be effective in keeping people into the system. You know, we're concerned that younger, healthier people may just choose to pay the penalty and not get insurance because it's just not worth it to them.
Explain to the listeners how the business model of this works for a company like Blue Cross Blue Shield when you're trying to lay out that long-term coverage, because insurance is about long-term protection. That's what it's about. If that changes, where do you see the industry going?
Well, I certainly say to my kids, you know, I have adult children who are on their own, and one of them is an independent entrepreneur starting his own business, and I certainly argue for him that even though he's just coming around on 28 years old, that he needs to have health insurance. It's likely that he won't really need it for a bunch of years, but things can happen to anybody. Even at 28, you know, you can have an accident that's not covered by some other insurance. You know, he plays recreational softball. You know, he could break a leg playing softball and have a significant medical need. Or there are cancers that can crop up at any time. So I certainly believe that 28-year-olds need to have insurance. They need to be able to buy affordable insurance that's tailored to their needs. Under this new model, you know, we are required to sell insurance in a different way, and it is going to put some stresses on both us and our customers to realize that, for example, we can't offer low-cost coverage that some young people might want. We're not allowed to offer it anymore. And
Paul, we're up against a break. We'll wrap up on the other side of this break. Paul Von Ebers, President and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield, with us. Don't go away.
With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet, smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott and get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen from the studios of K-Fire 550, Voice of the Northern Plains, Bismarck, Mandan, 910 KCJB, Minot, KLTC, Dickinson, KTGO, the only talk radio in the Bakken, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo. Five states, two Canadian provinces, we've got you covered here on What's on Your Mind. Paul Von Ebers is with us. He is kicking off a series of forums today, along with other folks from Blue Cross Blue Shield in Minot today, and Williston tomorrow, Dickinson Wednesday, Bismarck Thursday. Next week, Devil's Lake Monday, Grand Forks Tuesday, Jamestown Wednesday, and Fargo on Thursday. A couple more minutes with him, and we'll let him get back to the forums. Paul, what's the deadline here? What's the implementation date? When do employers have to decide, are they offering or are they not offering? What kind of a time frame are we under?
Well, these changes really take effect January 1st, 2014. But obviously most employers make their plans in advance of that. Some of the larger employers are making their plans for employee benefits right now. Some of the smaller organizations might wait till the fall. But I would say that everybody's starting to think about it, and they have to decide how they're going to implement by January 1st.
Emailer says, affordable health care, that seems like an oxymoron. Who should shoulder the blame for rising medical costs? The health care industry or the insurance industry, or are they co-conspirators?
Well, you know, healthcare costs are going up again, and we're seeing, you know, an increase in claims coming in, and it's mostly for people who have significant medical needs. We're seeing, you know, larger dollar claims coming in, and part of that is because we've been expanding our healthcare system here in North Dakota, and that means that healthcare services are more available than they were a couple of years ago. You know, it's possible to see some specialists in our bigger cities that weren't there before. And the result of that is we're seeing costs go up. You know, whose fault is it? I prefer to not talk about it in terms of fault. I would prefer to talk about it in terms of what we can do about it. And as individuals, what we can do about it is just try to take care of ourselves, you know, eat right, get a little exercise, follow your doctor's orders. And then we do need to make sure that the healthcare system is as efficient as possible, that we get the right care at the right time, and that we don't get, you know, care that's not going to really be effective for us. And Blue Cross is working with our health systems to make sure that that's the case as well. So, you know, healthcare costs are a real problem for people, and we take that very seriously. But we're, instead of pointing the finger at people, we're just trying to find solutions that work for everybody in the state.
Paul, how important is it for preventative maintenance, and what does Blue Cross do to work with individuals so that there's a preventative? You know, so you've got the gym memberships, you've got the pre-screenings and things like that, so something doesn't turn into a catastrophic issue when it's avoidable.
Right. We do offer programs to employers and individuals that do cover a full range of preventive services. You know, all the services that are recommended by the major bodies that study this nationally. I would say not all of our employer customers are buying those preventive services at this point, but it is required under the health reform law. So all of our individual policies now cover the full range of preventive services, and as employers make their choices around the health reform law, more of them will be covering preventive services, and we think that's a really good idea. And then we are offering incentive programs for people to keep healthy, and we're constantly looking for ways that we can boost those and make them more effective.
If you would like to attend any of these meetings, they have a website set up to register, which makes it nice and easy, healthreformworkshopsnd.com. And generally in each of these cities, the sessions from 9 a.m. to noon each day are for employers with fewer than 50 employees. The afternoon sessions from 1 to 4 for employers with 50 or more employees. And it's really kind of almost a Q&A one-on-one, getting your particular situation down with an expert, right, Paul?
Yes, that's exactly the idea, and that's why we've separated large and small employers, because the implications of the law are different depending on your size. So we just want to get the right information to the people who need it.
HealthReformWorkshopsND.com, Minot today, Williston tomorrow, Dickinson Wednesday, Bismarck Thursday, then Monday, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Fargo next week, and another round of those as well. Paul, thanks for the time today and answering lots of questions on this. But I'm just kind of curious, as folks get more information about the new law that goes into effect, they like it less or more the more details they get?
Well, yeah, reactions vary all over the board about whether people like it more or less. I do think that people are a bit overwhelmed is probably the most common reaction, because it is there are big changes in the law. So there is sort of a feeling of exhaustion. You know, I have to do this too, along with running the rest of my business. So that's probably the most common reaction. But Scott and Steve, we really appreciate you helping us get the word out on this, and we're certainly available to answer questions any time, and you know, we're happy to be able to do that.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Von Ebers, CEO, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. A lot going on, Scott, with that. It is confusing. And from a provider standpoint, from a business standpoint, from just someone being enrolled in one of those programs, it's a lot to flesh out, and I thank Blue Cross Blue Shield for stepping up to the plate and getting that through. Bismarck, Mandan around the area, 66 degrees. Minot, 61. Grand Forks, 67. Fargo, 70 this hour. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. Thanks for joining us on the program. We'll see you tomorrow. Go to whatsonyourmindradio.com for all things for What's on Your Mind.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at RNAfreesample.com.